This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums and new releases and unearthed gems. This week, an exploration of the diverse catalogue of garage and indie rock legend Ty Segall, including a great new live release. Then, a look at a favourite track by psych rockers Levitation Room. Welcome to episode 217 of A Sonic Youth, and welcome to the world of Ty Segall. That was a favourite track of his opening this week's show, Who's Producing You, from 2014's Manipulator. The Ty Segall story soon, but here's another of his greatest tracks. This one is from 2018's Freedom Goblin, and it's a really beautiful example of Americana-styled indie rock. When compared to tracks we'll check out later in the show, you'll see how the song really shows off Segall's excellence across quite distant genres among the wider indie rock sphere. Written about a loved one, going through Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's famous psychological theorem of the seven stages of grief, here's My Lady's on Fire.
When I was that way, there's nothing left to say. Nothing left to say.
That was Ty Segall and My Lady's on Fire. Segall is the adopted son of a lawyer and an artist, and grew up in California's Laguna Beach, south of LA. His musical awakening came in high school, when it provided him an escape during the time when he was, quote, a very existential 18-year-old drinker. After working for a spell constructing grow boxes for cannabis plants, Segall began focusing more on music. His early efforts were in a number of Orange County and Bay Area garage and hardcore bands, most notably Evil Robots and Epsilons, the latter of which have a great music video, parodying the Laguna Beach MTV reality show named Teeny Boppers. Around 2008, Segall became friends with John Dwyer, leader of hardcore rockers in the OCs, one of the sweatiest frontmen in rock and roll. Dwyer offered to release Segall's debut LP on his label Castle Face Records. Over the next 10 years, the prolific Segall released 10 studio records either under his name or under Ty Segall Band. That Ty Segall Band release was 2012's Slaughterhouse. The star track on that record is one of my absolute favourite indie rock covers ever. It's Bo Diddley and Willie Dixon's track Diddy Wah Diddy. It's also brilliantly covered by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. But this Ty Segall cover is something different. It's one of the most insane, most vile, most earth-shattering pieces of hard rock I've heard that is still, subjectively, a really catchy song.
Is it rolling? Alright, here we go. Extra fast.
That was the Ty Segall Band blowing us away with the cover of Diddy Wah Diddy. Around the same time as the Ty Segall Band LP was released, the first collaboration between Segall and an absolute personal favourite, White Fence, came out. I've played White Fence on the show before. His 2014 record for the recently found Innocent is a real favourite. We'll have to take a look at the White Fence-Ty Segall collaboration on a later episode of the show. Shortly afterwards, around 2013, Segall also began releasing albums with his band Fuzz. Fuzz, who have released 3 studio albums, are marked by Segall taking the drum kit while also handling lead vocals. And they're a great band. Check out their performance of Fuzz's 4th Dream, which can be found on Pitchfork's YouTube channel. It's brilliant Sabbath-influenced hard rock, led by Charles Muthart's wildly guitar tone and soloing. Segall's 2014 album, Manipulator, was the first to integrate some more psych rock stylings. He toured on that record with a Corey Hansen-led psych rock band Wand, and put out their excellent first LP on his label. The track Who's Producing You, which opened the show, comes from that record. It's just one of Seagal's most well-known tracks, Tall Man, Skinny Lady. And so does this next track, Feel. Led by hard rock riffing, this is an example of the Sabbath-influenced psych rock sound from which I played a few tracks during Neo Psych November. There's two super powerful solos in this track, first from that lead guitar and then from behind the drum kit. Here's Feel. Listening to a Sonic Youth, and that was Ty Seagal with Feel. Seagal is still releasing records at a great clip, including two LPs last year. The track My Room, from January's Three Bells, is a favourite Seagal song. He's released one LP this year, and early next year will drop the 5-track EP live at the BBC. It was recorded during the 2016 tour for Ty Seagal and the Muggers tour on his concept album Emotional Mugger. The Muggers' backing band includes King Tuff's Kyle Thomas, Emmett Kelly, and Corey Hansen. We've had one track from the EP thus far. Here's the punk rock of Handy Sam. That was Ty Segall and the Muggers with a newly released live version of Candy Sam. On the topic of newly released live versions, or at least live in studio versions, Psych Rocker's Levitation Room have just dropped Minds of Our Own, a 3-track live sessions release. The tracks are from, I think, their greatest release, the 2015 debut LP, Minds of Our Own. Here's the newly released live version of one of my favourite modern psychedelic indie songs, Visions of My Mind.
Space and time in the visions of my mind.
That was Levitation Room, with a live version of Visions of My Mind. One more Ty Segall track to close off this week's show. This one is from his second self-titled album, and by that I mean he has two records named Ty Segall. The latter is from 2017, and was recorded with Steve Albini and a full band in the studio. So seeing us off, here's my favourite track from that record, Break a Guitar. Listening to a Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at a Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.